I'm alone for the next 2.5 weeks. I have a decision to make. I can use this time to start a new life for me and my family, or I can fall back into the same old rut, the same old bad habits. So I need to decide, and it's a struggle. Do I choose despair? Do I choose inertia? Do I choose rock bottom of this hole I've dug for myself? And just sit there knowing I'm gonna die unsatisfied. Then I'm gonna look back ashamed, hang down my head. Right now, if I was gonna die, I wouldn't even want my son or my daughter or my wife or anybody to visit me. Because if there's a God, I'm going to hell. Or I can struggle and make this a new beginning. I can put forth all of these things inside that are eating at me, that are gnawing at me. Because I know the status quo of my life just isn't cutting it. I know it's not what I'm meant to do. I know it's not where I'm meant to be. I know my own failures and bad decisions brought me here. But those are failures, and those are bad decisions, which means they're not right for me. Which means I need to do what I'm meant to do. And it's hard. It's hard when you have that day job that we have in the system of commerce and government, where you can work at a desk and stare at a computer. For what? I don't know. What does it really accomplish? What productivity does it add? It's just overhead. Expendable overhead and ultimately meaningless work. Every human being was designed to do something meaningful. Yet we have this trap we've fallen into in Western society where you saddle yourself with mountains of debt. Years and years and years worth of income that'll never go away if you're paying the minimum payments on things, which is usually how much you can pay with the type of jobs that are out here now. And we've fallen into this belief that that's what you're supposed to do. But really, this commerce government based society we have is destroying people. Your very house that you live in, you don't own. You gotta put a mortgage on it. How ridiculous is that? But this system, unfortunately, the system itself is evil. It's an evil system. People aren't cogs or spokes. People aren't assembly lines. People aren't supposed to be in little cubicles. These are all prisons. And everybody knows it because everybody's miserable. If our system was good, why is suicide so high? why are so many millions of people need to take medications just to get through the day? Why is there so many divorce? Why is there phenomena like school shootings? If our system worked, and if our system was in harmony with what human beings are, with our very nature, these things wouldn't happen. But we're at each other's throats, fighting for table scraps from this system, and not doing what we're meant to do. We're ready to tear each other apart over politics, over saving a little taxes here on this side, or getting a slightly bigger benefit over on the other. It's all table scraps, and they got us fighting for it. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but whatever it is not working. Feel like our society is falling apart because of the way our system is now set up. It's almost impossible to be self-sufficient, to stand on your own. In fact, in a lot of places, there's laws against it. There's laws that prevent Main Street America. There's laws that prevent communities from occurring. If you go take some initiative and try to start something, and it's not sanctioned by your government with the appropriate permit, you can't do it. And if you say, you know what, this is my right as a human being, I'm going to do it anyway, men with guns will appear at your doorstep and they will say, stop. And if you say no, they'll put their hands on you. And if you say, don't put your hands on me, they'll shoot you. This isn't a good system. This is a brutal system. And it grows more oppressive every day. There's a big myth. And this myth is self-evident when you listen to people who have decided to fall into these fake political categories of left and right. Between all the citizenry in the United States and then the media outlets that reinforce it, and the two-party system that reinforces it, we've fallen into a system of two factions as opposed to thousands of factions that all regulate each other and check each other's power. But to get back to this myth I'm talking about, both sides say the same things about the other when it comes to oppression. These people who are lumped into the right say the left is oppressive because the left wants to take guns away and wants to take more money away, wants to increase regulations, make it harder for businesses. Okay, a lot of those things are probably true, right? But then the left says the same thing about the right. They want to take away the ability for people to marry, whoever wants to marry. They want to take away the right for a woman to have an abortion if she feels that's the right thing. They want to oppress different minority groups with police, with heavy policing and discrimination and in those areas where police are shooting a lot of minorities and probably poor people too, of any different type of race. The truth is they're both oppressing. All those things I just mentioned are a form of oppression. And each party, as it comes into power, adds more laws. So both sides become more and more oppressed. The Democrats will add oppression. They will add to the power of government. They will add more laws that can be enforced through violence. And then all the voters will get upset and they'll swing over to the Republican Party. They want change. But those laws are already in place. The government has become more oppressive. Now the Republican Party comes in and they start adding laws that the left-leaning people don't like. And they start adding oppression to the system. More laws that can be enforced through violence. And then everyone gets tired of them and they go back to the Democratic Party and the cycle continues. And all you see over time, over the past over 200 years, is a leapfrog of oppression. The left and the right are leapfrogging our country into ultimate autocracy, into ultimate domination. That'll be almost impossible to escape because of the level of technology. It's almost impossible for you to be on your own or to disappear. There'll be nothing to do but to put up with it. Do as you're told or die. And one of the main problems is with everyone voting for the lesser evil, because they know the person they really want to vote for can't get in. And the fact that a lot of really good people don't even run for political office, and the fact that maybe political offices aren't really a good system to begin with, there's not a whole lot of change that can be made. And it's going to get to a point where it doesn't matter if you vote or have some type of revolution or anything like that. Nothing's ever going to change. So we need to stop fighting for table scraps. Bring me back to my original point. A new beginning. Do I want to continue to slowly die, for my soul to slowly shrivel into a husk of complete despair, completely quitting, and just looking back on life knowing that I didn't do what I was supposed to do, that I wasn't brave, that I didn't have the courage to just go do what I know I need to do. Go do what I'm made for. Can I do that? Could I just let this system, could I just be part of this system? Let this system do that to me? Should I say, well, I got a pretty good job. I should be thankful for what I have. All these excuses people make, which some of them sound pretty noble, right? Hey, be content. Be thankful for what you have and have gratitude. Well, that's all well and good and all. But if it's just a means for you to stay a compliant little pawn of the commerce government system, and you're dying inside because you hate what you do, and you know all these things that you wish you were doing, you're not. Well, that's really a lie. Because you're not grateful. You're just convincing yourself of that so you can make it through the day, along with SSRIs and benzos and all these other medications you need to take just to get through, with your family that just might be in the same house but is not together, just a whole bunch of people look in the same room looking at iPhones or Android. People don't even watch TV together anymore. And years ago, that was supposed to be bad. That was supposed to be unhealthy. But look where we are now. Is that the world you want? Now, I understand maybe your spouse isn't going to go along with it. And maybe that's why you hold back, because a lot of time that's true. But maybe it's time to do what you know you're supposed to. Make a decision, be firm, and do it. And if you do that, things will work out. It's what I'm going to do, because this is a new beginning. This is a new beginning.